Hello, this is Tom Williams, and you are listening to Talk Theater in Chicago's review podcast. Here's my review of The Dark at the Top of the Stairs. The Dark at the Top of the Stairs by William Ng, directed by Damon Kiley at American Theater Company in Chicago. Ng Classic shines in a flawless ATC production. American Theater Company's The Dark at the Top of the Stairs is a gem of a play. Filled with Ng's autobiographical coming to terms with his suffocating love of his mother and his obsession with photos of film stars, this touching play is about the subtle struggle of ordinary people trying to live the good life. Featuring a marvelous set designed by Tom Birch, complete with a long staircase, the ATC show delivers. Cora Flood, played by Cheryl Grafe, in a moving, nuanced performance, is the strong, controlling mother who tries to tame her restless traveling salesman husband while she arranges a social life for her wallflower teen daughter, Renee, played by Kelly O'Sullivan. Her precocious 10-year-old boy, Sonny, the delightfully engaging Edward Heffernan, loves photos of film stars, reciting speeches, and is too close to his mother for his own good. When Cora has a fight with her stifled husband, Reuben, played by Tim Decker, all the macho cowboy, the fight ends with Reuben slapping Cora. She wants to move to Oklahoma City to live with her older sister, Lottie, played by Dawn Batch, in a humorous, neurotic turn. Her passive husband, Morris, adds a lot to the show. But Lottie really doesn't want Cora and her children on a permanent basis. When Renee is forced to attend a dance with a Jewish boy, Sammy, played by Jurgen Hooper, at his charming best, her friend, Flit Conroy, played by Sarah Sanchez, arrive at the Flood house all full of teenage energy. These scenes are precious in telling. The repressed passion and the low self-esteem of Renee and Sonny stand out. With much anti-Semitic comments, the ignorance of these folks in Oklahoma City also stands out. The time frame would be in the early 1920s. Jurgen Hooper is terrific as the much too charming teen. Below the surface, you know that something is bothering him. He's just too smooth for his own good. Sarti Sanchez and Dawn Batch shine in these middle scenes. There's some very, very funny, poignant parts here. However, the play belongs to the strong, steady, and measured performance of Cheryl Grafe as the matriarchal head of the family. Young Edward Heffernan steals many scenes with his smart acting, deft comic turns, together with his realistic display of emotion and a fabulous performance, especially in a demanding role as Sonny. This youngster, who I believe is 13 years old, even though he looks younger, has talent and appears to be having fun on stage. It's good to hear. This brilliant play smoothly engages us from the start and never lets up. We care about Cora, Rennie, and Sonny, and we quietly cheer for them to come out of their shell. We also hope that Cora does the right thing with her marriage and with her family. Can she save herself, her children, and her marriage? Ng's resolution works. This is among the finest shows of the season. Let me add that I think it's also some very smart, tight directing by Damon Kiley. I think it's one of his best efforts. ATC delivers. My rating for the show, highly recommended. It is Dark at the Top of the Stairs, again by William Ng, directed by Damon Kiley, at American Theater Company, which is at 1909 West Byron in Chicago. For more information, call 773-929-1031. That's 773-929-1031. Thank you for listening, and remember, go see a play this week.